My name is Tricia Rose.
Into the microphone, please, Tricia.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay, there we go. My name is Tricia Rose. I live in Bayside, which is a village within Northport. And first of all, I want to thank the Searsport Planning Board. I think before I attended the first evening here on Tuesday night, I had some information, but I think I had lots of not information or not knowing why. Basically, like, how could any small town in Maine be considering such a project? And I think that some of the comments where people are sort of assuming that the board's made a decision or implying anything, I think my mind is peaceful that the board is volunteering and has the task to democratically deal with an application that's been submitted to them. They don't choose the applications that come to them, and they are required by the town policies to review the application. So they're not yet in the position, from my understanding, to be able to say, whoa, this is a project we don't want anything to do with, or, yeah, let's bring it on. They're not able to. So lots of people in the audience and everybody that's testified, I just want to say thank you. And I guess in my heart of hearts, I'm hoping that at some point we'll all get the collective, all the people that want this collective side that, oh, phew, this finally went through its process, and it's not, a project like this is not going to happen in Searsport in our community. So, given that, thank you, everybody involved. So one piece is about mitigating the visual impact. We had, I need to move over here so I can do this, I think. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a presentation tonight about mitigating the visual impact, and there some of the concerns of visual impact. They were saying that there's like a 20-foot buffer of trees, and I'm thinking, I don't have my tape measure, but I think maybe from the backs of the planning board, 20 feet might go to the second row of people or so. Somebody else could maybe measure, but 20 feet's not very long to have a stand of trees. If any of you have lived in the woods in Maine, 20 feet's not far. And it seemed as though they were, I'm always thinking in metaphors and phrases, but I had this thought come, it's kind of like polishing the boots of a giant. You know, and you're like, oh, look, like, here are the boots. They look good. Everything's happy. This is great. You know, trees buffer. But when you step back any further distance, you get to see the full extent of the visual impact. So a full balanced perspective on visual impact would include from my bedroom window in Bayside, where I can look over and see DCP, excuse me, I can see Mack Point, and on the bay currently, especially at night, it looks kind of like a splayed out Christmas tree with all the different lights on the water. But then the day of the balloon rise, I could see the red balloon, I could see the two yellow balloons, and it really has this impression for me like a giant industrial marshmallow. It looked quite a bit higher than the Mack Point existing structures. So that's a second point is that I'd like to see the gas ignition vapor cloud graphic that was presented by Dr. Raj on an early evening. And when he was questioned about what distance are we looking at, he said, I can't determine inches, feet, or whatever, something to that effect. I'd like to see that vapor cloud scenario in terms of the 40% volume that would be ignitable superimposed on the diagram we had today, which is, I thought, a very well-done diagram in terms of using colors and things to scale. So that's a suggestion I would make. I don't know if I have the right or authority, but I'll make the suggestion that maybe the board requests of DCP to have those two sets of information compiled with measurements so we can actually see from this how far out would that volume of cloud and its various layers of volatility, what would that look like? I have, I currently work for a small family-owned business in Searsport, and very happy to say. And my new office, as of yesterday, is in the Red Building, directly across from Bates Motel and Angler's Restaurant, the business of Sundog Solar Store. And my office has a window that would look out directly above the motel to this large white tank. It's so I may not officially be an authorized interested party, but I certainly have a stake in this outcome. So another, not following my notes at all, but I'm getting my points across, and I'm very nervous. I worked at Athena Health before I accepted this position in Searsport. And my experience at Athena Health was one in which I felt, and I don't know, I guess, I assume everybody knows what Athena Health is, but it's a medical practice-based call center and medical office management center in Belfast. They purchased the former MBNA building, so they used an existing structure, and they have brought hundreds of people to full employment in this area, Belfast and beyond, Searsport, other people, they do not pose any threat of danger. They're not putting excess trucks on the road. They're not, there's no issues of stopping any commercial emergency, pleasure, boating, any activities on the bay. Another stake in this game is that I like to be in the ocean in Bayside. So when I'm in the ocean, and yes, it's cold, I do not feel, as I look across the bay, I do not feel like, I wish I had another great big huge industrial complex to be affecting my experience. It just doesn't happen that way. The reason I bring up Athena is that in my experience in working inside Athena, I felt a great sense of integrity. They have meetings that include confidential inside information. They're very open with their information. They're very intelligent in the way that they present it. They're full of facts and figures, and I felt even though they're a company that is making a significant profit, they wouldn't be in business if they were not, they are doing so in a way that I never felt and have never experienced any community members expressing any hesitation about Athena being in town. I don't feel as though they've had any, or I've not heard of any dealings or experienced in myself that anything that was shady or shoddy, and I do not feel that I can say the same about some of the presentations that I've experienced just in four evenings with BCP. I mentioned before the diagram of the explosiveness, and I was absolutely surprised that this gentleman that said, I have this degree and this degree and this degree and this degree, and when questioned about distances, he said, something to the effect of, I can't determine, inches and feet or something like that. So my hope for the Searsport Planning Board is that there is a point at some point that you can find in your 18-point levels of determination, that you can determine that this proposed project is not the right fit for Searsport and this region. And if the Searsport Planning Board cannot review this project, a project of this magnitude, as a regional issue, I respectfully request that at some point you look at or amend your policies that you are governed by, so that when there is a project that comes under your jurisdiction, that there is a way that you can say, oh, this falls into that overlap, because it truly is, and it's for these reasons, and that it truly is a regional issue, so that you can have open dialogue with the people that do have a stake in it. So thank you for my opportunity to share my views, and thank you for all your hard work, everybody.
Thank you, Trisha.